Hello, I'm trying to reach Leslie.
Yes.
Okay, this is Carla. I'm calling on behalf of Opinion Survey. I'm just conducting an opinion survey and would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. I don't know if you have a couple of minutes to go over that.
Okay.
Okay. First, are you in a place where you can talk safely and openly on your phone? I know we are calling on your cell phone.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, just to be sure that we're representing everybody, may I ask you your race? White, Black, African, mixed, Hispanic, Latino, Asian, Native American?
I'm an American Black.
Okay, can I please have your age?
I'm 49.
Okay. Then, I know this is still a long way off, but are you chances that you, how are the chances that you will be voting in November 2020 for election?
That would be a definite.
Okay. Now, thinking about the directions the country is headed and generally speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the directions in which country it's headed?
Because if there was a ambivalent, that's how I would feel. So I'm in between dissatisfied and satisfied, so I guess I will go with satisfied.
Okay. Then think about issues facing the country now. Which of the following issues do you most want Congress focus on? Protecting voting rights, standing up for the rights and racism and discrimination, improving K-12 public school education, providing affordable child care, lowering the cost of
voting rights, protecting, you don't have to go any further. Protecting voting rights would be my number one priority.
Okay. Do you have another one or just that one?
Oh, okay. The next one, I think you talked about education.
Yeah.
So public education would be my secondary piece. My children went to private schools, so I don't, but America's going in the wrong direction if they don't fix the public school systems.
Okay. And thinking about how the economy is going, specifically for you and your family, would you say your wage or salary are just keeping up the cost of living, falling behind the cost of living, or rising to the point where you feel you can get ahead?
You're asking me, has my salary kept up with the cost of living? So it's so funny, I just got fired, but my salary has kept up with the cost of living.
Okay, so you said falling behind, right?
No. I said it has kept my salaries when I work. They've kept up.
Okay. Then, in your opinions, which do you think are the greatest obstacle to economic achieve upward mobility in the country? Sexism or unequal pay of treatment for women? Poor life choices and values by some? Lack of good pay and job opportunities? Not enough to
The first one. I would say the first one. I'm a woman. I have been affected by sexism. So I would say the first one, even though the rest of them are very worthy of my vote, but I would say sexism, yes.
Okay. And then racism and discrimination, too many people dependent on the government or poor work ethics?
I'm sorry. I didn't understand what you just said.
Sorry. It's on the same, like if you have a second option, not enough good role models, racism and discrimination, too many people dependent on the government, poor work ethics.
I don't really want to weigh in on that question.
Okay. And how much have you heard, seen, or read about attempt to remove or ban books that discuss slavery or racism from public schools?
How much have I heard about that?
Oh,
just what's on NPR, I guess. I mean, I've heard enough.
So you will said a little or nothing at all?
No, I mean, I've heard a little, yeah.
Okay. Do you support or oppose the effort to remove or ban books from public schools?
No.
Okay, so you strongly oppose?
I strongly oppose that gives this country the opportunity to not teach the history of our country. You know, and so I strongly oppose any banning of, you know, of our historical documentation.
Okay. Then now I like to rate your feelings towards some people and organization using a scale from 100, which 100 means that you feel very warm, 0 means that you feel very cold, and 50 means that you are not particularly calm or warm to these people. So Hakeem Jeffries.
I'm sorry, who is that? You're saying you're asking me to say, do I know them?
No, if you agree or disagree with them, like if you have any opinion to them, if you don't know them, we can just choose 0. If you have any
0. Opinion. Yeah, 0. I don't know who Hakeem Jeffries is.
Okay, then Beyonce.
Who?
Beyonce. The singer.
Beyonce?
Yep.
Oh, Beyonce?
Yeah.
Oh, it's Beyonce, just so you know. I'm not into Beyonce.
Okay. And then, you said 2 or 20?
I'll say 2.
Okay. Then Joe Biden?
20. That's the most, right?
No, 100 is the most.
Oh, 100. Then, yeah, 100.
Okay. Then Kamala Harris?
80.
Okay. Then the feminist movement?
40.
Okay, then the NAACP?
40.
Okay, Ron DeSantis?
30.
Okay, and then Black Lives Matter or BLM?
30.
Okay. Okay, let's go to the next one. I know it's a way off, but thinking about 2024 presidential elections, if the elections will hold today, the candidates were Donald Trump, the Republican Joe Biden, the Democrat, and Cornel West, the third party candidate. From whom will you vote?
I'm going to stop you right here and right there, because I'm going to tell you something. What you just said, the way you said it, is very tricky. You said Donald Trump, the Republican, and then you said Joe Biden, the Democrat. So a layperson, you would think that the one person might hear you think that Joe Biden is a Republican. But I'm just going to tell you, Joe Biden would be my choice.
Okay, thank you. So
did you say Cornel West?
Yes.
Oh, God, he's the worst. He's the worst. Oh, my God. My parents went to Ivy School, so I know him. But anyway, go ahead.
Switching things up a bit, please rate how much each of the following could impact your personality using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means this will have a major impact on your life, 5 means a moderate impact, and 0 means that you think it won't have any impact on your life. The country economy going into a recession soon?
5.
Okay. Then crime and violence in the country?
8.
Okay. Climate change?
8. No. Climate change, 7.
Okay, and then affirmative actions ending.
10.
Okay. Then now I'm going to read you a series of policies and statements that some say the government should implement. For each one, please tell me if you agree or disagree. So the government should provide a universal basic income of $1,000 a month for all adult citizens.
For all who?
Adult citizens.
I'm sorry, read that one again, please.
The government should provide a universal basic income of $1,000 a month for all citizens?
I'm in favor of that.
Okay, so let's say strongly agree.
Strongly agree.
Okay, the government should provide free childcare to all families?
Childcare.
You can somewhat agree or disagree.
Somewhat, yes, somewhat agree, because okay. They kind of do already. Mm-hmm.
Okay, children under 18 shall not be allowed to choose with bathroom or locker room they use at school. They shall use the room of the gender they were assigned at birth.
I agree with that 100%, strongly agree.
Okay, the government shall pass a law requiring employers to provide workers with paid family and medical leave to take care of themselves or family members with a serious health condition.
I strongly agree.
Okay, and then athletes should compete in sports based on the gender they were assigned at birth.
Strongly agree. Okay. Strongly.
And then drug addicts and nonviolent offenders with mental illness should be sent to a treatment facility instead of prison.
Somewhat agree.
Okay, and then the government should pass legislation to protect abortion rights so that abortion is legal.
Strongly agree.
Okay, let's go to the next one. In which, if any of the following situations, should employers be required by law to give their workers paid time off? You can choose any option that you want, as many as you want. So, mother giving birth to a child?
Yes.
Father adopting a child?
No.
Okay. Caring for family members with a serious health condition?
Yes.
Sickness or serious injury?
Yes.
Mother adopting a child?
Yes.
Father whose spouse or partner is given birth to a child?
No.
Okay, and death of a family member?
Yes.
Okay, and the last one, when dealing with a mental health episode?
Yes. Oh, yes, yes.
Okay. And how often will you say you experience sexism in your everyday life? Will you say very often, often, not often, or not at all?
Often.
Okay. Then, have any of the following things happened to you or a member of your household in the last 12 months? Violent crimes, such as an assault?
No one.
Okay. Money or property was stolen?
Nope.
Home was vandalized or broken into?
No, nope.
Okay, and car was stolen or broken into?
Nope.
Okay, switching gears a bit, the last few questions are for statistical purposes only. So what is the last years of schooling that you were completed? 1 to 11 grades, high school graduate, some college or a vocational certificate, college graduate bachelor degree, or a postgraduate, like master's?
Postgraduate.
Okay. Are you married, unmarried, living with...
No, I'm unmarried.
Okay.
I'm single. Yeah.
Oh, single. Okay. Then, do you have any children 18 or age of younger living in your household?
Yep, I have two.
Okay. How would you describe the area where you lived? Urban, suburban, or rural?
Did you say... What were the choices?
Urban, suburban, or rural?
Okay, number one is called urban. That would be pronounced urban, U-R-B-A-N. It is urban.
Okay, how often do you attend church or religious services? Twice a week or more? Every week? Once or twice a month? Several times? Hardly ever or never?
Hardly ever.
Okay, now I'm going to read you a list of reviews, outlet, or stations. For each, please tell me if you often watch them. You can say very often, someone often, not that often, or seldom to never. So it's CNN?
Often.
Somewhat often or very often?
Oh, very often I watch CNN, yes.
Okay, Fox News?
Never.
Okay, networks news such as NBC, ABC, or CBS?
Right above, never.
Okay, and then your local TV news?
Rarely. It's almost like never. I can't even tell you the last time I watched it.
Okay, and then MSNBC?
Often.
Somewhat often or very often?
Somewhat often. I'm sorry, I forgot that somewhat needed to be in there.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Regardless on how you previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, a Republican?
I'm a Democrat. I'm a Democrat, period. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Which of the following best describe your current health care insurance coverage? Medicare, Medicaid, health insurance provided by you or your spouse's employee, health insurance you bought and paid for yourself, or no health insurance? Or other?
I guess you could say other. I just paid for Cobra. I just got fired, so I paid for the Cobra coverage.
Okay. Who is the primary breadwinner in your household? You?
I am.
Okay. Then will you please tell me into which of the following categories the yearly income of your household falls? Under 15,000, 15,000 to 30,000, 50,000 to 50,000, 50,000 to 75 to 100,000?
75 to 100.
Okay. Do you identify as a member of the LGBT plus community?
No, no.
Okay, perfect. That was everything then for today. I really appreciate your time and taking the call.
Yep, no problem. Have a great night. Thank you for what you're doing.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.